Ladies and gentlemen, pigs of all sizes, the number one Supercoach podcast show is back for another week. I'm Brett Sigrun, joined by Sam the Ham and our lovely co-guest.
Back again for another episode. Big
Balls Baker.
Hey boys, how are we?
Good, mate, good. Glad to have you back, mate. You've made the cut, so we thought we'd invite you back for another episode.
What do you reckon, boys? That was a bit high energy for your liking?
No, I like it. I like it.
I'd love to say it, mate. Love to say it.
Say that again.
I need it. I need the high energy to get me through this week, Big.
What a week, guys. Week three already. How are we feeling?
I'm not feeling great. You boys know that, but that's all right. We'll get through.
Right. Let's get right into the team scores. Corey, do you want to kick us off?
Last weekend, I had 2,226, so not too bad.
Okay, that's pretty good. You pleased with that or what?
Very nice.
I wouldn't say it's quite a peak score, but it's not bad.
Just solid, yeah.
Okay, yep. Not bad, yep. So building, tracking in the right direction.
Yep. What about you, Piggy? Yeah. How'd you go? I'm sure you're dying to get this off your chest.
Pretty good, pretty modest score, 22-41.
Very nice.
So I'm pretty happy with that.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Yep.
Oh, there's a pig on the ground. There is a pig at full forward.
Yeah, all right. Soak it up, Biggie. Soak it up. Yeah, I think you got me by about 90 points. So what I have 21-41, I think it was, I had. So not
didn't
great.
Have a great first quarter. Didn't have a great second quarter. In fact, I didn't think he had a great game.
Yep. Thanks, Pig. That sums it up, man. I can't argue with that, unfortunately.
Nah, it was all right, Pig. So what do you think? Disappointing. What do you think let you down? Was it the ruck?
I think you know who let me down.
Big Snagger?
Your fat snags, Darcy. Minus 5 points at halftime. I was not happy.
Minus five at halftime.
Yep. Yep. It was hard to watch.
I just had two breakfasts.
It was pretty frustrating. So, you know, at least he got me 40-odd points. But, yeah, really, really painful.
That's all right, Pig. You bounce back. I know you're a man that gets through adversity. Yep. So you're going to be even better for it this week. Before we get into it, should we make the apologies?
Yeah, mate, I got a few apologies. You want to lead us off?
Sorry, I'm so damn sorry. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah, so I'm all sorry. Right. I recommended Sean Darcy to people last week. So we had the discussion last week. Timmy English, you asked the question, I think, Piggy, Timmy English or Sean Darcy, and I was advocating for the fat snags, and got to throw out an apology right there. He was 40 points, not good enough.
I respect that. He's teasing. I can definitely see where you're coming from. He's definitely teasing to be an absolute dominator, but
I just played him up forward for a lot of it. It was so annoying. So
was it just to get Jackson in the game, or was there any reason?
I don't know. It was strange because they were getting thumped when they were doing it. So hopefully we see a change this week and he plays more ruck against Bailey Williams.
Okay,
we might talk a bit more about Sean Darcy later on.
Okay, it could be a different tune this time next week.
Could be.
All right, I want to apologise to another friend of the show, Eagle Mike. He went massive in the top score this
week. He had a big score, yeah.
But I had the boys around on the weekend and we had a few drinks and I pulled him aside. I said, listen here, fella. You're doing all right. You're doing good, but you know, don't jump at shadows. Don't bring in people like Luke Ryan into your team. It's just going to cause you heartaches. And then he said, "Yep, okay, no worries." Find out 5 minutes later, he actually did bring in Luke Ryan, and Luke Ryan scored a 121, I think, this week.
Beautiful, yep.
So I'm sorry, mate.
Off the back of a 170 the week before, so.
So don't listen to me.
He's
buddy.
Averaging about 150. Love to see that. Yeah, fair enough, Pig. What about you, Corey? Anything sorry for? I think you're pretty straightforward.
Only one for me was a rookie. I recommended Bodie Euland, who looked horrible on the weekend.
Go into bat for Bodie Euland. I think we all sort of thought he was a decent pick, but yeah, he did struggle on the weekend. Do you think he might hold his spot or not?
It's hard to tell. A couple of those guys are coming back soon, and Weller was back on the weekend, but who's the other one?
Will Power. I actually had a little scroll through the VFL. We might mention some VFL scores later, but yeah, Will Power played the VFL. He had like four touches, so I don't know what went on there.
Was his first game back? Could be
first game back from injury. Obviously, a long injury. He basically broke his leg last year.
That's right.
So yeah, I mean, I guess we'll wait and see. But I don't think he'll be in the team this week off the back of four touches. You wouldn't have thought.
Yeah, you wouldn't have thought so. But
yeah,
that one goes to selection.
But yeah, he's definitely in trouble for losing his spot, Burley Ulan. So keep an eye on that. Definitely.
All right, boys. We've had a bit of a chit chat. We've made our apologies. I think we should get right into it. What do you think?
Yep.
Prize Pigs.
The Prize Pigs, Piggy. This is where it all happens.
Some of the standouts for our team. There's one that I'm very glad to be talking about.
Oh, yes.
Kick it back, and that's Rory Laird.
Love to see it.
Loved to see it. After coming off round one with about a 50, he went back to his vintage self with 147, 39 touches and 7 clearances, Piggo, in a loss.
I mean, you knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, I was hoping. I was praying. But to get 147 is great.
Yep, big return. So, no, I love to see that. I'm glad he's in my team at the moment.
Yep, and I might skip this next one. I'll let maybe a little piglet talk about it. But I'll go to Will Ashcroft. He had a 105. We probably put the question up last week. Is he going to live up to his hype? And, yeah, he went crazy against the Demons as well, which is a tough ask. So 31 touches, leading disposal getter for the Lions in just his second game.
Impressive.
Love to see that he broke the ton. So
I think he kicked another snag too. So he's kicked a couple of snags in his career already. So that's nice. Good. So, yeah, he looks great. Yeah, a big fan. I put him on watch last week and he backed up for me, which is good.
Very nice.
Who have I got, Piggy? So, Nicky Dacos on debut for my team. Brought him in last week. 149 points, Pig. Huge.
Absolute machine.
Huge. So, he backed up his first week with another massive week. So, he had the 32 touches and he actually kicked two snaggers.
Massive goals.
That's what we're going to be seeing a lot more of this year. He's definitely going to be hitting the scoreboard and probably having about 20 goals this year, which is nice.
Must have been a great feeling bringing him in and scoring like that.
Yep. Yep, definitely. And then I think Port even tried to sort of send Lockie Jones to him, but didn't really have much influence on the outcome. Clayton Oliver, 135 pick. He was huge, obviously in a loss. You love to see a big score in a loss. So 37 touches and 9 tackles, which is good. He's up there in the tackle count for the season so far. And lastly for me, Marcus Bontempiggy.
Yeah, he's had a great start.
He looks good, yeah. So midfield role. He only had the 24 touches, but he used it at almost 90%. So whenever you do that, you're going to score pretty well. So 125 points. Looks like he's well and truly in the mix for a top six midfielder this year, Pig.
So some of your prime moves are really putting the numbers up early. Love to see it.
Yeah, yeah. So happy with those. That's my top three mids right there. So Laird, Bont and Oliver. So looking good. What about you, Corey?
It's good to see Rowan Marshall bounce back with a nice score of 129.
That's a good point, yes.
Yeah, 20 touches, 29 hitouts, and going against English, so it wasn't an easy game for him. He's done pretty well there. Another one, Josh Dunkley. Wasn't his best game, but he's still filling stat lines. He's still getting marks and tackles, 26 touches. He's just going to get better as he works his way into the Lions, I reckon.
Yep, and he actually had more time around the ball too. Attended the majority of centre bounces this week, whereas the first week he was about 70%. This week he's up to about 90%, so that was good to see.
Very good. Well, I'll just mention Tim English then as well.
Big Muffin.
139, I bring him in this week as prior to the week, which is fantastic. 26 hitouts, and like Cos mentioned, he versed Marshall. So, you know, I had Marshall and English both R1 and R2, and they both come out with, you know, 120
plus.
You've got to
be pleased
games.
With that, don't you?
Yeah,
when your rucks go against each other and they both score well, it's a nice feeling.
Yeah, it was a very nice feeling.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so for every yin, there's a yang, boys, and there's a few fat pigs on the chopping block this week.
Definitely.
For myself, I'll just get this one out of the way. Jacob Hopper. Mm-hmm. It's probably one of the biggest talks of this week.
The talking point this week. Do we trade or do we hold?
Because he had such a great game after a bit of a quiet start. I think he finished with 119, so it's bizarre to put him on the chopping block. But he's had a knee injury. I don't really know the extent, if anyone wants to elaborate. But
I'm not really sure. Well, I'm not 100% sure, but they've just said that
it'd be soreness.
He copped a knock to the knee, obviously avoided any major damage, they say. And he's just, really sore. Didn't train today at all, so that's a concern for me. Obviously not playing this week, but what does he look like next week, you know? It's hard to know. Obviously he's got the history with knee injuries, so I'm leaning towards the trades. I know. I think Corey's probably in the same ballpark as me there.
Yeah, he's gone for me. The injury looked pretty bad.
Yep. Yeah, it was sort of a
could have easily been an ACL.
Yeah, it was like he sort of buckled underneath him a little bit. So,
and it's just a real circumstance-driven trade as well, because, as you know, we're going into the first week of price rises after round three. So it's a tough one, because you probably could hold him, but then you've got it like a Setterfield or a Warpool or yep. someone. If you don't have
Zeebel,
yeah, if you don't have Zeebel or you don't have Ashcroft, even you've got plenty of options. So it's like, do we really hold on, or do you? Maximize, obviously Setterfeld looks like the big one.
Yeah, and I'm happy to, you know, if he does return and look really good, I'm happy to consider bringing him back in, you know, as an option later on. Nothing wrong with that. It's fine.
Right, so my next one here, I've got Hayden Young. Very disappointing, because I brought him in over Ridley. I think Ridley only scored about a 70, so yes. I guess that's not too bad. But again, look, you got Luke Ryan scoring 120s.
Brendan Cox
same, as well, right?
Yeah, he's over 100 again, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, you had eyes on this game, Piglet. So do you think he got a knock or something like that? Or
yeah,
you think?
He's a bit of a collision incident early in the game. So a bit of time off the ground and didn't really look right afterwards.
So what do you think? Stick the course?
Oh yeah, I'd definitely at least give him one more week to see if it was just a bit of an aberration, but I think he'd be fine. Big.
Still, I'll put him up, name and shame. 50 points, yeah, 50 not good points, enough not on good. Debut. And one last one. I'm not sure if you're going to mention Horn Francis.
You do it, Pig.
I've only done it because I would rather fall on a knife than anyone compare me to Kane Corns and think I'm protecting
Horn
Francis.
Yeah.
Yeah, very disappointing. 15 touches. We got absolutely belted by Collingwood.
They did.
But the main thing is he gave away 6 free kicks, and it's like, come on, how bad do you have to be to give away 6 free kicks? There was a bit going on that day, so I really think showdown this week, they're going to chuck him straight back in the guts, and I think he'd come out with an 80 or something like that. So I'll wear that, unfortunately. Lucky he scored a 140 the week before or something like that, so his average is still 90.
Yeah.
But
yeah, he's still going to make coin for us. I think his break-even's sort of around the 10 or something, so... first ever showdown as a power player, so I'm expecting a big bounce back from him this week.
I just feel like I was robbed of a huge score.
Robbed! Right in front of me!
We'll see, Figgy. We'll see. I think he bounces back and goes big this week. I think the Crows give up big points, so I'm expecting a big one from him.
Very good. Cos, who have you got the cleaver hanging over this week?
Tanner Bruin.
Yes.
Yeah, the role's not there. He's only getting about 60% game time both weeks, but he's got to go.
So frustrating, because when he's actually on the ground, the role is actually not bad. Like, yeah, he plays a bit of wing as well, but he actually, you know, gets his contested possessions, but he only spends half the game on the ground.
I think he
if he was in the middle, he'd score well.
I think he might have gone a bit, just a tad early on him. I think he's got a big future, but maybe he's just kind of finding his feet in this Geelong setup. And you guys haven't exactly started well either, so it's just, But there's no time like the present. We can't wait around, can we?
No, yeah, definitely. So he's got to go.
Next one, Sam Flanders, for the exact same reason.
Yeah. Well, at least he's actually getting on the park, but
Yeah, he's running away from it.
Yeah, he's majority forward. So, we sort of raised it in week one. I moved him on after one game, and just didn't really do much else this week as well. So
I thought he was going to push up the ground and be that extra midfielder a bit more, but it just hasn't happened for him, so he's got to go as well.
Mm-hmm. Feels like he's getting nothing at all.
Say that again.
Go on, guys. Simpsons, no.
I like that. That's a good one. That's a good one, definitely. Doesn't make him feel any better that he's in his team, though.
No, sure. Bad luck, Neddy.
Not anymore, he's not.
Nah, get rid of him. Give him the flick. Anyone else, Corey, or that, that's about it?
Just going to keep an eye on Callaghan with that little injury knock. I just want to see if his name first off and how he looks coming back from it. He looked quite sore.
He did, but he actually came on the ground afterwards and actually looked quite good when he returned. But you're right, definitely a watch.
Last quarter was pretty good, but a couple of quarters there, he looked pretty average after the hit. But we'll see how he goes.
Yeah, the Giants have come out and said he's fine, so we'll have to see how he goes this week. But, that's a good one. Who have I got, Pig? So, Jordan Ridley, not a fan of what I'm seeing from Rids. I backed him in as a bit of a pod this season, but Mason Redmond, he's just just commanding the ball down there. He's taking a lot of kickouts and doing a lot of the things that I hoped Ridley would do. So
even Zerk Thatcher looked pretty good as well.
Yeah,
so.
Zerk Thatcher. And Zerk Thatcher's going to miss a lot of footy too, so I think that makes Ridley even more accountable down there.
Yeah.
So he's gone for me.
Ridley burnt our Sydney on the punt as well. We just needed 20 from him, and he
needed
just
one or two more.
Went MIA.
Yeah, so Redmond's just on fire, so I'm definitely giving him the flick. Campbell Chesser, pig. We can mention him later in the rookies, but he's got to be on the chopping block. He hasn't broken 25 yet in his two games. So for a cash cow, we don't want to see that. And I think he's probably going to get dropped from the team as well, you'd imagine, soon.
It's clearly not good enough. It's just I'm in a tough spot with him because he's that dual position that I'm kind of keeping open for the loophole. But 25 is just not acceptable.
No. But, I guess he's the sort of guy that you can just leave on your bench because he obviously will appear again, you'd imagine, in the Eagles team. But,
he builds maybe later.
If you can move him on, I think, and find a better cash cow, that's probably the right option. And, big fat snags. Darcy's definitely got his head in the noose right now. I haven't chopped the rope yet, but, he needs a big – I need a big score for him this week. Against the Eagles, I think he's going to go big, but he's definitely on notice after his piss week performance last week.
Yeah, what an opportunity in the Derby. Hopefully he'll bounce back for you, Big Low.
Yep. Yeah, he won the medal last time these two teams met, so I'm expecting another performance like that.
All right, fantastic, guys. Let's have a little squeeze around the league and see who went well. LDU is the big one. 155, so he's just started absolutely on fire, and it's correlated with two big Kangaroos wins.
Just looks every bit the player that we thought he'd be, doesn't he?
Yeah, and plus some, really.
That inside ball.
Yeah, with a little bit of explosive pace. Yeah, and
breakaway.
Just working through in his disposal. But, geez, 155, really fantastic. Yeah, Jeremy Cameron, boys, not really super coach relevant, maybe.
Huge, yeah.
149.
Six goals.
Yeah, 25 and six or something.
Yeah, 25 and six. Pretty good numbers. He is going to miss this week, apparently. But, you'd love to see that.
Okay, and I'll mention one more. Will Setterfield. 147.
Got to talk about him. Definitely.
Yeah, so 348K. He's projected to go up about 62,000. His break even is minus 49.
Yeah.
And like he says, he started off the season massively with a 99 and a 147. So again, we talk about Hopper. Should we keep him or should we move to Will Setterfield?
Yeah, the role looks juicy. He's the main inside guy at the Bombers right now. You got Parrish and Merritt on the outside. But, Setterfield's doing all the dirty work. And, scores reflect that. So bring him in, definitely. Fantastic. Anyone else, Pig? No, that's it.
Oh, I could go for a couple unless you boys want to jump in.
We jump in, and then if we haven't mentioned, you can fire away. Dane Zorko, Pig, is one I want to flag.
Dane Zorko?
139 points. He was subbed off late in the game, just obviously managed. Had a bit of midfield time and hit the scoreboard. And his price is right. He's about 450, I reckon.
Yeah.
Around that 450 mark. So has the forward only status, probably going to get midfield status, you'd imagine, at some point. It looked really good. Looked fit and firing. So he's one that's on my radar for sure. And just want to mention Darcy Cameron too, Picky. 137 points.
Shout out Eagle Mike.
He looked good. Yep.
Still a bit really good. Rocked by that fist bump that he made the other day.
Yeah, that's what Supercoach does to you, then, that you actually start barracking against your own team. But, 137 points. He looked brilliant, plucking some intercept marks and score involvements and hit-outs and does everything. So
You've got the Supercoach sickness when you're a diehard Port supporter. You're losing by about four goals. Cameron takes a mark, and you just give the audible fist bump. And I just thought,
it's sick.
Been taken by the illness.
It is sickening. Like you said, it makes us do some weird things, this game, doesn't it?
It does.
Anyone you got there, Corey, you want to mention?
Still side bottom. He's looked great to start the year so far. He had 146 on the weekend. He was just everywhere.
Yeah,
what's the turnaround in form, you think? The role hasn't changed, I don't believe, has it?
I think it's like the progression of like your day cost, and then you're adding in Tom Mitchell. It's like still Cybottom's basically a fringe player, and he's way too good for that. So he's just got all the time in the world now.
Yep.
You've got Josh Dacos, Nick Dacos, you've got Tom Mitchell added into like that main core. You got DeGoey improving.
Crisp is in there as well. Yeah.
So it's like still Sidebottom's got real no responsibilities. Basically, like, the 10th string midfielder.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just got that freedom. And then he can just get, like, the teams aren't even worried about him, and he can just get anywhere, and his disposal's so elite.
Mm.
I think if you're asking him to be, like, first drop, second drop midfielder.
Probably not, yeah.
Probably not. Pig, I'm just, you've got Fox 40, you've got AFL 360 on the background, and I've just seen Jordan Dawson bang home the winner from last year, and I just feel sick to my stomach, so.
That was hard to watch, definitely. Anyone else you got, Corey?
I'm flat.
Another one, you mentioned him earlier, but Brennan Cox, he's had a hell of a start to the year.
Yes.
He's just, yeah, he didn't have that many touches on the weekend, or even didn't have the 20 marks again, but he still scored 131.
154 so and a 131.
Yeah, crazy. And he's cheap.
He is 445 with a break even of minus 32, projected to go up around 60K. Sheesh.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
Pretty good option, definitely. Defender status, so someone to think about if we're looking at someone to fill that spot for maybe a Ridley or someone. I don't
the only that. Issue with the Freo defenders is there's four of them.
Mm. Yeah. Who's the fourth one?
But, oh, sorry, three of them. But they're all scoring pretty well, so it's hard to go against them at the minute.
I'm Young scared I'll pick the wrong one. But he's had a,
yeah, sorry about that, Piggy, but...
Thanks, Craig. You
didn't sound,
me with,
didn't sound too sincere, really, did it?
Say that again.
But it might be like that every week. Two of them go off, one of them doesn't. Who knows?
Yeah, true.
I'm just always... I'm always too conservative when I see players like that, like Ryan and Brennan Cox. I'm like, hold off. And then I go, shit, you got to go. And then I'll bring him in and they'll get a 50 and I'll just... into a mode of depression.
That's
Supercoach
for you.
That's Ruckcraft, big boy.
No, I like that. Brennan Cox. No, he's been very good. Anyone else you got, Cor?
No, he's a settle mine.
Okay. Yeah, do you have any other ones?
Gone through the big ones, basically. Matty Flynn, 132. Rowan Marsh, 129, we talked about. Jack Sinclair, 124. So he's worth proving to be worth the price tag.
Yeah, Jack Sinclair's looking good.
Parrish, 124. Mills, 123. Charlie Dixon started pretty well for Port. Another 100. So, yeah, basically that's it. There's a few big scoring players here.
I know we sort of did mention Jack Zeeble before, but I just want to, just talk about him in a little bit. He looks great. You know, that same role that he had in 2021 where he's just taking all the kickouts and plucking all the marks. So he had 123 points, 22 kicks from his 26 touches and 11 marks, Pig.
Okay, impressive.
Going at 90%. So, yeah, obviously I think that role is going to continue and we're going to have to get him in our team at some point, definitely.
He's one to watch.
Right in the mix for a top six defender or forward. So if you're looking at a trade-in option at his price this week, he's a great one to look at, 350-odd K.
All right, you've heard it here first from the Footy Gods, number one podcast.
Could that be an apology next week? We'll see. But no, get him in.
I like it. That's a great call.
Yep.
All right, boys, we've been around the grounds. We've dived into our team. So let's take a quick break and then we'll talk about some trades and finish off with some rookies and anything else that tickles our fancy. Should I pick? I want a trade.
I want a trade this week.
I want a boost.
I was going to say, I want a boost, yeah.
Okay, this is it. This is what we play Supercoach for. Don't worry about the top scores or the wins in the leagues. It's all about the trade.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all slaves to the trade.
You want to kick us off, Biggie? You want me to go?
I'm going
to
go last here because I'm the most indecisive out of the lot.
Okay.
I told you I had a dream last night and pretty much told me who to trade.
Yep.
I've also had some pretty stupid dreams in my past, so I wouldn't say it's the Bible, but it was just so weird because I thought I wasn't going to trade, and then I literally woke up about 3 a.m. going, Luke Davies, Uni 8.
Oh, no, I like it. All right, I'll get us kicked off, Pig. So,
yeah, let's go.
Ridley's gone for me. I had enough of him already. Jacob Hopper is gone with his knee injury. I'm just not sure how he's going to come back from that. And Campbell Chesser makes way as well for Connor McKenna, Will Setterfield and Errol Goulden.
Pig. Right. So
I really like what Goulden's doing.
Yeah, I want you to talk about Goulden a minute, but just before you go any further, so Ridley out for McKenna.
Yep.
So can you tell me what's your back line look like?
My back line's quite thin. Yeah. So I've got Doherty and Dacos.
Right.
And then Joshy Goda comes in at D3. So it is thin.
Very thin.
But yeah. I've got a plan. Don't worry. I've got plans here. So Goat is probably going to be one of the first ones to upgrade in the next few weeks because I'm happy to sit on guys like Ginby and McKenna in my back line for a while.
They'd be more than serviceable.
Yeah. So Goat is going to go to like a Crozier or someone like that. So there's plenty of options around his price or not far from his price. So yeah, he's going to make sort of 30, 40K this week and do a job for me. But yeah, the back line is definitely a bit thin. So, but I'm happy with that. My forward line's been strengthened. My midfield's been strengthened with Setterfield in there. So happy to take a hit in the back line there. That's fine.
No, you're a man with a plan. I like it.
Yeah, but you want to bring in Gordon before he gets too expensive. He's going to be 500K plus this week and... Yeah, he's obviously destined for big things, so I wanted to jump on him nice and early.
Very nice. All right, yep. Big balls. Baker, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm getting rid of Jacob Hopper as well, just worried about that knee. Also getting rid of Flanders and Bruin because I'm sick of them. Bringing in Connor McKenna and Setterfield as well, and Zeebo up forward.
Very nice. Okay.
So quite similar, really, because you already have Goulden, don't you?
Yeah, I've already got Goulden.
If you didn't have Goulden, would you bring him in over Zeebo? Or would you back? No. You go Zeeble.
He's going to make too much money.
Zeeble is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Goulden's going to go up dramatically.
Yeah.
In a hurry. Like, it will still be reachable in 2 or 3 weeks, whereas Zeeble's going to be 100K in probably 3 weeks' time going up.
Okay. Yep. Okay. No, very good. I like it. Like I mentioned, I like the Zeeble pick. Obviously destined to get the DPP in the next few weeks, so... More flexibility into the team. I like that.
Yeah, it's really flown under the radar. I haven't even thought about Zeeble until I think Corey mentioned it midweek, and you boys have gone ham on him. So I might have to have a quick squiz after this. But, right, I want to tell you what I'm thinking here and tell me if it's crazy or just a genius. So I'm going to go two trades at the moment. I'm going to trade Setterfield in for Hopper.
Yep.
Straight swap.
That's a tick.
Obviously, Setterfield's going to go up a bunch, and Hopper can always find his way back in when he returns for a quick money grab. I was going to leave it at that, but I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to take a bit of a risk here. I'm going to downgrade Merritt, which is crazy because he scored 115 on the weekend. But I don't think – I think he's about to lose or break even depending on this week. I think he's won 150 or 140. He's quite pricey, break even. And I'm going to go down to Luke Davies Uniac because I think, obviously, no brainer, if he scores about 100, he's going to go up about 50 or 60K.
He looks great.
And then that banks me about 50K as well. So it leaves me with about $80,000 because I'm trying to get Gordon to my team as well. So I think I'll fall, maybe 20K short if I wanted to dog Horn Francis out and go to Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to back Horn Francis in to make enough money to upgrade to Golden. But yeah, that's what I'm thinking, boys. What do you think? You think it's stupid? If it's not broke, don't fix it with Merritt?
What do you think, Corey?
I'm pretty torn on it. Merritt could be a top 4 or 5 mid.
Yeah.
He's shown in the past he can do that, but Davies Uniac is doing it, so.
Yeah. It's so hard to say. What's the value of a trade? You know, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, you.
But like people are trading, like, you know, you people are swapping their rookies around to get, you know, 30, 40K. I'm basically bringing in the most informed, albeit early days. Midfielder, I think it's got more ceiling than Merritt. I think Merritt gets 30 plus touches and only scores a 110, 115.
He's definitely got more ceiling than Merritt, that's for sure.
So I'm thinking, like, I'm going to bank 60K. And hey, imagine if Merritt got about a 130 this week and Davies Uniac got a 90. I could basically reverse my trade next week. It'll cost me a trade, yes, and that is vital, but I would literally just walk away with $50,000.
Yeah, I think that's the sweetener. If it was just a straight trade without the money, I think you wouldn't. I wouldn't endorse it, but because you're making a bit of coin out of it as well, I don't mind it, Pig.
And then I'm thinking that $80,000—that's a lot of money. If you once price rises go up, just to jump on someone, it will get me someone that I want. Maybe an upgrade to a Zeeb or something like that. So or Golden. Golden's my planner because
he's a must-have. Definitely, he's got the midfield role, and we saw what he can do in the preseason. So, you know, a 175 is coming from him at some point. No, I think you should do it, Pig. give yourself 60K. I mean, you are playing me this week, so yeah, just go bang, we'll see what happens. Hopefully, LDU has a stinker, but
maybe go for it. Should boost and go up to like a premium defender just to really put the
That would hurt.
Because what are you, 0-2 in the league?
People? I am. I'm wooden spoon right now, I reckon.
I think you're second to bottom or third to bottom or something.
Like, oh, is it? Oh, yeah, it's 20. So. Yeah, 20. Yeah, so, yeah. But so, still not good. Yeah, I'm on donuts right now, so I need a lift to hopefully get it this weekend. It really comes down to big snags, Darcy Pig. If he can have a big one, I think I'll be all right. We'll see what happens.
I like that you backed him because you've got other needs at the moment.
Yeah, I could have. He was definitely on the trade table this week, Pig. It was him or Ridley. And, yeah, I just think I can afford to hold on to Darcy one more week. And
just, yeah, good.
See what happens.
It's got potential, but he just can't stand. I look at him and go, he's just fat, man. He's just a fat person.
He's a big human.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't know. But he's proved me wrong plenty of times. He's got big, big scores in the past. So, yeah. All right, guys. So there's some similarities. There's some differences. I think the big one is Setterfield, I guess, the takeout of everything. We all want Setterfield in.
Yep.
I like that you boys are gone for McKenna. I think it's crazy not to have him.
Got
to
have him.
In the team. He's been great for me. He's basically, a seventh-year player at a rookie price.
Yep. And he's basically going to be the best rookie price rise this week.
Okay, that's great.
Minus 76 break-even, and we know he can score 80-plus.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so he's going to go big.
Hey, I just want to mention Charlie Constable. He keeps doing the job for me at the moment. He got a 67 as my D6. It's not... Nothing to sneeze at.
He was much better with his ball use this week, up to about 70% or so.
Yeah, so just keep rising. We'll be...
And the role was great. Still took plenty of kickouts and was on the receiving end of kickouts. So he looks like a really solid D6 for us for the time being.
And one of the reasons why I decided to bank a bit of money, so 87K I'm going to walk away with. Maybe Finn Callahan might have a decent score. He might be injured. I'm thinking maybe it could be a sliding doors moment where I get Hopper back in the team for Finn using that money, and then I'll get another price rise. So, and then I end up having, like a Setterfield and a Hopper as my M5 and M6. So, yeah, there's plenty to think about. Sometimes I'm too smart for my own good, though. I like to play around too much, and sometimes it pays off. Most of the time it doesn't. But, yeah, we'll see. Why not, boys? Roll the dice.
Back your gut in, definitely.
Fantastic. All right, so let's go through some rookies.
So we mentioned a couple there. We mentioned McKenna. He's obviously one that you got to have. Anyone else that's popping out to you, Corey?
Cade Chandler. He's been great. He's got a break even of minus 94, so he's going to go up a truckload. It's just, is he going to stay in that team long term? I was tossing up between him and McKenna, and I've just got to go with McKenna security for now.
Yep. Yeah, that's the only thing I'm worried about with Chandler. Obviously, he's done really well early, but is he locked into that team, and is a 25 coming around the corner with his role, So he's one of the most traded in players this week, but I'm not completely sold on him. I think he's a little bit of a trap. I might be wrong, but we'll see what happens with him.
I think he's I think the same way, and I also think that we've got so much depth on our bench. If you picked right at the start of the year, which I think we all did by the sound of it, I've got plenty of scoring players. So like I'm not super desperate. It'd be good for the price wise, but again, he could go out in 2 weeks.
Yep.
So yeah, definitely McKenna's the best option, Piggy. I just almost butt in again. Sorry about that before, but Vin Cheezel.
We haven't even talked about him.
I know. Like, really, I'm just like completely just accepting it. I'm like, yeah, okay, another 100 from Cheezel.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Unbelievable. Yeah. Absolutely unbelievable. Minus of 116.
Break even, minus 116. Yeah, that's
30 touches. Just, I can't. I'm in shock about that. He's just so good. We're just accepting. We're just expecting hundreds from him.
Yeah. Crazy. And he actually did play a bit more up the ground this week as well. He sort of spent time at forward, but didn't seem to bother him. Still got plenty of it. So, obviously a must-have. You just got to have him this week. I'll be surprised if he's not the most traded-in player this week. Have to have him, definitely.
So all my other rookies are doing pretty much what I expect. Like Phillip, who's got a 59 on the weekend. Yep. He's averaging just under 70, which is fantastic. Fergus Green, Is it Fergus? Yeah, Fergus Green. Yep. He's averaging about 40, which is all right. It's probably where you want your rookies at minimum.
Yeah, key forward, you know. We can't expect too much more.
And he's not getting much action at Hawthorn at the moment. No. So McKenzie got a 52. He's still averaging 70. But one guy I bring in is Noah Long.
Yeah, he's been impressive, actually.
So he's dual position, 117K. He scored a 62 on the weekend. He's minus break. He's minus 59 break even. Projected about 43K. So he's been quite good for me. I'm actually surprised. It's a bit of a late minute thing because I wanted that dual position. He ended up paying off a lot more than Chesser has for me anyway.
Yeah, definitely. He's going to end up being a good little cash cow for you, I think, Pig. Especially with his mid-forward status, you know. The thing about Chandler, I'd much prefer a Noah Long over Chandler. Sure, he might not make as much money, but he's got the flexibility of, you know, you can shuffle him to your forward line or your midfield if you need to. So I much prefer that when I'm looking at rookies. DPP is huge.
Agreed, yeah, it's vital.
Yep, I think that's pretty much... Oh, yeah, Ruben Ginby is one. Obviously, everyone has to have him in their back line. It's going to make a lot of coin, minus 64 break-even, so... Get him in your teams, definitely.
Oliver Hollins, scored a 71. So he's purring along, averaging about a 60. Great as a midfielder. Joshy Bruce scored a 74, boys, in the weekend. So
thinking about it.
Could he fill a hole, maybe?
Could do. Rookie price, yep. There's so many to choose from. It's pretty crazy. I mean, I can't remember. I've only been doing Supercoach for 4 years, but this is...
You're not far off. It's a pretty strong class.
Yeah.
Rookie wise, because they're just coming in ready to play. You know, there's a few like older players, a nice mix of some rookies that are a bit older. So, yeah.
Yep.
Cos, what do you reckon, mate? What have you got for us?
Samson Ryan played his first game on the weekend, scored 72, looked pretty good. So, we might actually have an R3 this year.
Okay. Yes, he does have the ruck status. Yeah, Samson Ryan, Richmond. Yep.
Yep.
Who's he in the team for, though? There's just a backup ruck. Obviously, Soldo's not playing, so...
Yeah, well, they picked him over Soldo. He was available, so interesting. That was interesting.
Yep. Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, he looked good. He also looked good in the preseason game when he did get his chance. So, yeah, and he's only played the one game, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right, you said?
Yeah, that was his debut. Yep. So we've got another week to look at him before the price rise. So just to see if he holds his spot for a couple of weeks before we jump on it.
Yeah, handy to have a little R3 option. Very rare that we get that. So
from the gods?
Yep. From the footy gods, you reckon? From the footy gods? I was actually watching one of the... I think it was a Sydney game, and they said the footy gods about 5 times.
I seen that. It was on Sunday, no?
Yeah, it was Sunday.
Yeah, they said, oh, the footy gods.
Yeah, it was like 4 or 5 times. I was just feeling it. It was just flowing through me.
I was just thinking, can we take legal action against that?
Trademark.
Darcy Wilmot is flying under the radar as well.
He looks good. He's locked into the best 22.
Yeah, definitely doing a job, averaging around 60-odd.
Yep. There's plenty. Oscar Baker was named again for tomorrow night's game, so he's obviously another one for the midfield bench to look at.
Alan Davies not really putting up huge numbers, but I think he's got a spot. I think he's got a spot. I think he'll be a slow burn for you. So
I think so.
I can't see him going out. Just one more. Arthur Jones debuting for the Bulldogs. So he's a forward, 123K. I think there's a lot to like about him, but guess we'll see you this week.
Plenty to look at, Pig. Plenty to look at. So, as always, shoot through your questions to us. I'm going to try and get on the live stream tomorrow, Pig, before the game and just chat about teams.
Yep.
If you guys want to join me, that'd be great. So, hopefully, the Patreons can send through their questions and we can help out with that.
Right.
Anything else we want to go through, Pig? I reckon we pretty much covered everything.
Covered everything, yeah. So, punt's going okay. Broke even again this week.
With some. We actually did better than break even because we had a bonus bet as well. Right. So, we broke even plus we had $42 bonus bet. So
now it's probably a good time for me to apologise to you, Pete.
Sorry, I'm so damn sorry. What are you sorry for this time?
I'm in an absolute form slump on the punt. So,
it's fine.
Yeah, Pig went big. You carried us in the weekend. I got closer than I was in round one. Ridley fell short, and then Hayden Young, obviously, I would have won two nice bets.
Yeah,
but I'm feeling good. I'm feeling strong. So
you're about to come through, I think.
Yeah, I think this time next week I'm going to be got the gold-plated grill in. I'm going to be on Easy Street. So, yeah, doing good. I think everyone's having fun. It's good community. Everyone gets around each other once we win a bet. And, yeah, good times.
Yep.
Definitely. Should we finish off with the round winners for the
weekly prizes? Yep.
Yeah. So that's coming along well as well. Some good scores, some big scores. There's a lot of teams that seem pretty even as well. So I think there's a lot of people following the same philosophy, which is nice. But our boy Eagle Mike really soared above all this week.
He did. He comes second. Yes, he comes second. So I think it was Dan Shannon had a big number. So 2374.
That's massive.
Dan had, so pretty hard to beat that. Mickey came in with a 22.94, so
huge
another score. Big score. And Bondi, one of our good friends of the podcast, 2250.
Okay, fantastic.
22.50, so that got him $10 in the bank.
So I was just short of the top three.
Yep, you were just short. Yep, just missed out. It was really tight, actually. You could actually put about six teams between you and first place.
Right, okay.
So it was quite tight.
Right, fair enough. Okay, so we're going to go big. I'm frothing for the footy, boys. What do you reckon?
Yep, huge. Round three already, crazy. Are you there, Corey?
Yeah, you're there, Corey.
You there, mate?
Oh, sorry, boy.
You frothing for the footy or what?
What's he doing?
Yeah, I'm just dozing off. He's playing words. It should be good.
Playing words with friends over there. You good?
Nah, it's going to be a big weekend of footy. I'm really keen for the Melbourne-Sydney game. It's going to be a banger.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the showdown.
Yep, showdown. Obviously, the derby's on. Geelong hopefully get their first win against the Suns. If we lose that, we're in big trouble, I think. So, big round of footy, Pig.
Very good. All right, Corey, thanks for joining us, Pig.
Thanks again, mate.
As Loved always, it. And let's go big.
Appreciate all your insights.
Thanks, boys.
All right, mate. We'll see you next week.
We do.